And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you again, Thursday, March the 8th, 2018. 13 minutes past the hour, coming up on 14 minutes. And here we are for another hour of the Now program. We will be joined, hopefully, by Bill Macy here shortly. But if you have anything you want to get off your chest, anything on your mind, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Whether it's about the Sam Shepard case or anything else going on in the world, we'd love to hear your opinions about what's going on. It's just fascinating to hear from people. Like the caller we had in hour number one there, who talked a little bit about his experiences with the Sam Shepard case, and there were a lot of people around who still remember that very well and were working and living their life in Ohio while that event was going on, which a lot of people call a media circus. It was certainly something to behold by all accounts, according to most people who were involved with it. Again, 740-383-9944 is the number, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Now, remember, tomorrow, Friday, 1 to 3 p.m., we'll be joined by 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, to get her thoughts on the debate from Wednesday and anything else going on. And she's always interesting and fascinating, and it's always fun to talk to her about what is going on in the world and get an idea of how things are. So Charlie will be with us, and we'll have a nice conversation tomorrow afternoon right here on WWGH Radio. Like I say, I was at the debate last night. I don't know that there was any clear winner. I don't know that any newspaper has really declared a clear winner. I haven't really seen anything to that effect as of late, or as of this morning. But it was fun to be there because you got to see firsthand the candidates. Meet somebody face-to-face other than over the phone. It's always an interesting conversation, interesting meeting, because you just learn more about people when you see them. That's why it's more fun to interview people in the studio sometimes than over the telephone, because you get their mannerisms, their body language, you get really an essence of who the person is that you don't get over the phone. But the great thing about the radio is you can interview anybody anywhere in the world. So that's the way it goes. You know, something has always fascinated me about phones in general. Why did we used to have to pay long distance? Long distance has become kind of a bygone thing with cell phones. And even if you still have a landline, usually they say it's unlimited long distance. Why is that? Why did we used to have to pay for long distance? Did it cost them something to send a signal to California? And a long time it was based on the distance. You know, if you called California, it was 27 cents a minute. But if you called Chicago, it was 11 cents a minute. If you called somewhere else in Ohio, it was 6 cents a minute. Very strange how that worked. And I remember right before cell phones took hold, do you remember these 10 companies that started to come into effect in the late 90s, early 2000s? It was 1010 something, and then you dial the number, and the long distance charges were not there. And Sprint, I remember Sprint, the dime, Candace Bergen. How will we ever forget that commercial? Sprint, you can call anywhere in the world on Sunday for a dime. A dime a minute, I think, is what the commercial was. And I remember something that was funny. Of course, Candace Bergen got that job as the spokesperson for Sprint Phone Company because she was on Murphy Brown at that time, which was a hit television series. And I remember, I think Murphy Brown was on for 10 years. And the last episode of Murphy Brown, the last scene, you kind of have to follow Murphy Brown to understand this. But Murphy had a child late in life, and in the early years of the series, she had a painter who was constantly working on her house, who eventually became the child's babysitter. But he left the series about 4 years before the series actually ended. Well, for the last episode, they brought him back. And the last scene of the Murphy Brown television series is Murphy coming home from work and the boy saying he has a surprise for his mom. And the surprise comes out, and it's the painter from the earlier years of the series when he was a regular. And Murphy asks her son, says, "How did you do this?" And the boy says, "Well, I called him up." And he says, "Did you know that you can call anywhere in the world on a Sunday for a dime a minute?" And it's in the Murphy Brown series storyline. And Murphy says, "Yeah, I knew that." Well, of course, Candace Bergen had been the spokesperson for Sprint and was even called the Dime Lady for all those years. I thought that was a neat bit of interest. I like that. I think that's great satire. Is there anything like that from a television series that sticks out in your mind, a great moment? I think so few of them happen that are really smart like that, that stick out in your mind. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The other one that sticks out in my mind, and it's a television series I used to love, with Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders Show, which was on HBO when it was on. And it was funny because Gary Shandling starred as the host of the talk show. It was about a late-night talk show host. Starred as the host of this talk show, Larry Sanders. So he wasn't Gary Shandling. In the series, he was Larry Sanders. And in the last episode, he has an actor on, and I can't remember which one it was. Michael McConaughey, I think, he has on in the last episode. And Michael McConaughey is playing himself as a guest on the Larry Sanders Show. And Gary Shandling, who is portraying Larry Sanders, goes into a commercial on the show, but on the show you see the commercials, and he leans into Michael McConaughey and he says, what was it like to work with... I think Michael McConaughey just said, "Boy, the last film I did was great, but working with that Gary Shandling was awful. He was a real," and he used a word I think we can't use here on radio, but of course Gary Shandling's playing Larry Sanders. So I thought that was fascinating. Those moments, and of course the one everybody remembers is Newhart, when it went off the air and Bob Newhart wakes up in the bed of his first series. Which, very, very funny, very smart television. And people do remember that stuff for a long time. I remember that. Is there any classic moment in history, in the history of television, that you remember, or a television show that you just liked a lot? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we'll get you on the air. Actually, we're going to take a quick break, but call in. 403-83-944. We'll be back right after this.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from TM. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend, and you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fay Ebank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Stop. Listen. Find your chair. You're about to listen to the best show on the air. You'll love Charlie Evans. Can't wait to hear Scott Spears. You cherish Mary Ann Michaels. Quite a lady, that's for sure. So listen to the Exchange Club for topics close to you. Discuss local topics, national topics too.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on there on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind
Charlie?
Of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or something.
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second.
Charlie.
Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets... on some
If they put somebody good looking on there.
Oh dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead.
Everything from drug lords and things that we can share. We'll even discuss the presidents and Hillary Clinton's hair.
Make a Trump, Charlie. You did the wife thing there, but
he's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. He can put behind him. But how many people would vote? I don't think very many.
So stop. Listen. and find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show anywhere.
Every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m., supported by Kroger, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, March the 8th, 2018, 3:08:18, 29 minutes past the hour. And a quick programming note, tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m., we'll be joined in studio by the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, to talk about everything going on in the political world. Now, for the last 30 minutes of the program today, we are going to be joined by one of my all-time favorite guests without question. Every time he's on, I get a little happier. He is a man who went from being a cab driver to a nationally known television and motion picture star, starring in some of your favorite TV series, such as All in the Family and Maude, and, of course, his great movies like Analyze That and The Jerk. Always a pleasure to welcome to these microphones, Bill Macy. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, and listen, that's a good...
Uh-oh. We lost Bill. Bill's phone went dead. And he was just about to say something nice. That's a good, is what we heard, and then Bill's phone went dead. So, we're going to hope to hear Bill again here very quickly and figure out what in the world happened there. We'll see if we can get Bill Macy back on the line and have a great discussion here on WWGH Radio. Hopefully it'll happen here momentarily. 31 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, March the 8th. I think here it comes. So we are going to take the call here again. Bill, are you back?
He's here now. You got cut off.
We got cut off.
Yeah. He's here right now.
All right. Bill.
He's going to try sitting outside to see if it'll hold better.
That works.
All right, here I am. I don't know if you heard what I said. Did you?
I didn't. Try it again, Bill.
I loved your introduction.
Well, someday, if I'm in your part of the world, I'd like to meet your fans in person.
Well, here's my dream, Bill. Here's what I want to have happen. I want you to come to Ohio in the summer when it's warm, and I want you to drive me around like the old taxi days.
I don't mind.
No,
but,
I think
we'll do it in my car because I don't have a taxi anymore.
You know, there's something about a taxi driver that seems interesting to me. Was that an interesting job? Are you there, Bill? Oh no, the dreaded silence, Bill. Okay, I think we might have lost him again.
This might be the day... You know, see, I picked on the phone company is what happened here. I picked on the phone company for long-distance calls, and now they're coming to haunt me by giving me phone trouble here. 32 minutes past the hour, coming up on 33, March the 8th. Maybe we can have somebody on today to play the part of Bill. Maybe that'll work better. Okay, we'll give this a shot again. Bill!
Wait a minute, we're going to give you another phone. We're going to use what we call the landline.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
What's the phone number of the landline?
Okay, hold on 1 second, Bill. Stay there 1 second.
Come on, tell me!
310276. Okay, to do this very quick here, come right back.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. And you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy Delivery.
The Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 to 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world. On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the King Tut, there's a Chuckful of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire. Do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right at WGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon, and as the King of Trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you find great talk, open phone lines, and celebrities every day? Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP. We're in Marion, Ohio. Call him at 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
From 12:10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, we are back here. It is Thursday, March the 8th, 2018, 36 minutes past the hour, and I made fun of the phone company earlier on in this hour, and they're out to get me now. Bill Macy!
Are you there?
I'm here, and we have had trouble with our phones, but thank God that we're talking to each other. I'm in Beverly Hills, and you're in Ohio. What town in Ohio,
it's
Scott?
It's Marion, Ohio, the home of President Harding.
My first wife was from Cleveland.
Oh, right up the road here, about 2 hours.
What was that?
I say right up the road, about 2 hours.
Well, you know what happened, don't you?
No
way. Did I ever tell you about it?
No, I never heard about that.
She had a dream one night that this blackbird flew out of the cage. She was about 19, I was about 29. And so she said goodbye. And that was the smartest thing she ever did, because I didn't know how to be a husband.
So it all came because of a dream.
That's right.
You know, we were talking about you being a cab driver. I think that's a fascinating job. What kind of job? What'd you do?
Well, here's what happened. If you don't mind, I'll give you something that's already ingrained in my brain. And it went like this. I was born in 22, and 42 I was drafted into the service. 46 I was discharged. In 47, I walked in the streets of New York, and I see a sign that says, act now, one flight up. I became there, but I couldn't make a living, so I started driving a taxi, and a friend that I met when we paid our commissions found a script called It Happened One Night, and Arlene Francis. No, Reggie, you can't do that now. Reggie is trying to fix a washroom in the kitchen while I'm on the phone with you. Reggie, do the other things. I took the... we wanted to become an actor, so I took the script to a producer, and I became Walter Matthau's understudy, and then little by little by little by little by little by little, I did this and that and so on and so forth, and ended up becoming a regular full-time actor. Now I'm 95. I can't get work.
No, you still want to work out there?
Well, I would like to, you. I'm talking to you. I'm still alive.
You are still alive and well. Do you go on auditions, Bill?
No. Because I don't get a call from the agent.
Now, have you called your agent and said, I want to work?
Yes, I've done all the proper things. I don't think that they want people that are not only old, but loud, like me.
No, see, I like old and loud. I think that's good. I like it. Because here's what I think, Bill. I think you could play, because you've done it, you could play a cab driver on television. Has there ever
been? Oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, man. Here's a series that I think would work. You have a cab driver who is bored being retired, so he comes out of retirement and drives a cab. And the people who get in and out of the cab make the show.
Absolutely. So let's produce it.
You and I.
I'll come to Marion and I'll live there. We'll do it right there.
Well, we could do this every week. We could pop out one of these episodes. It'd be the most popular thing in the world.
Yeah, and let's call it. I got a title for it.
What's that?
Get out of the effing cab.
Well, you know what, Bill? They're so into reality. See, we could be into some money here because we produce it as a television series, but on the reality side, you know, because see, Hollywood, that's kind of jaded. But if you come to the Midwest here and you drive a cab around and somebody gets in and they find out that Bill Macy from The Jerk and Maude is driving the cab, can you imagine the conversation you would have?
You have to have a cameraman sitting next to me in the taxi so he can photograph the passenger when he talks to me, because he's talking to the back of my head if I'm driving.
Well, but I think we could do that, and I also think what we could do is here's another idea, and I think we could do all three very easily because we'll have time on our hands. You know, everybody who does a talk show always has the desk and the chairs. You and I will do a talk show. You'll be the host, I'll be the announcer, but the guests will be whoever we pick up.
Dynamite!
See, you got to get here, Bill. You got to come to Ohio. We'll make millions.
Okay.
Okay, I think it'll be good, because all we have to get our hands on is a cab and a cameraman.
That's easy.
Yeah, we can do that. We can swing that. Bill, if you could play any part right now where you are, what would it be? Do you want to do drama or more comedy?
Oh, I don't do drama. I mean, you know, actually, I do loud.
Loud is good. You have a good voice.
And I also sing. By the way, I don't take lessons. You want to hear my latest song?
Do it.
I'll never be 94 again. Now I'm 95. Amen.
Hey, I like that.
May 18th, I'm going to do 95 because I'll be 96.
96.
Mm-mm. I can't believe it, can you?
That's great. Now, do you have
any... If we're going to do this cab show, we better do it before I get buried.
Well, maybe they'll let you drive 96. Let you drive your age.
I just drive until I wreck the vehicle, that's all. I don't worry about anything.
Well, here's the thing, and I also like the fact, I think, that you eat salami sandwiches, because to me, that's typical cab driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this thing's going to work. Do you, and I don't mean to get personal here, but do you have any, at 96 years old almost, do you have any health issues with walking or movement or anything?
Well, not with those things, but I do have this itch, and some doctor made me take a blood test some years ago, and so they claimed that I have celiac disease, which is a result of some chemical that they use when they grow wheat. The Monsanto company changed the chemical that they used, and so therefore I don't eat bread anymore. And so now Samantha was told by a friend recently that apple cider vinegar
mixed with water is a way to relieve the itch. So every day we fill up a measuring cup of acid of apple cider vinegar, and I put in a couple of cotton balls, and then the moist balls I put over the itchy parts of my body. But it drives me up the wall. That's my major complaint about anything. In fact, if I die, that'll be such a pleasure because I won't have the itch any longer.
Well, we don't want you to die, Bill. We need you around a little bit longer because we have a cab driver pilot working right now.
I love it.
We got things on the burner now. We can't have any death in the way. You know, Bill, I think it's interesting because I've heard a lot of people talk about ageism in Hollywood. Apparently, there is something to that.
Well, you mean, what do you mean when you said ageism in Hollywood? What do you mean?
That you have to be young. People don't call you when you get older.
Yeah, well, I can figure it out myself. Why should the public want to watch on television or in film people on their way to the cemetery?
Yeah, but you know, Bill, when we live our lives, we see people who are older. So why not watch them on television?
Well, I don't know. You want to hear a cemetery, a true story?
Go ahead.
My father was also a nutty guy like me, and he died, and so my family rented a car to follow the hearse, and we lived in Brooklyn, and the cemetery, a Jewish cemetery, was in Long Island. And as we were driving towards the cemetery, a feed-in line of a Gentile cemetery death bled into us. So we had two lines of limousines and cars, and we ended up in the Gentile cemetery. And we all fell out of the car laughing uproariously because it was typical of my father to screw up even though he was dead. And the two people that were driving us, the driver and his helper, looked at us. I've never seen faces so aghast. They thought we were crazy, which we were.
Well, how old did your father live to be, Bill?
90.
Oh,
and what happened with him was he went to the hospital, Keys County, and they operated on his throat. He may have had some little cancer in his throat, and it gave him difficulty in breathing. So one day, he just pulled it out and he died.
Ooh.
I applaud him for that.
That's right. He'd had enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, how old was your mother?
She was 97, and she had a stroke, and I went to the hospital to see her, and she was there immobile and sort of didn't understand, I think, but maybe the brain was able to absorb some of what I said. I said, Mom, you lived a great life. You raised a great family. Go in peace, and I'll join you soon. Oh, I got to tell you something. Listen to this. I'm interrupting that story. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
About 3-4 weeks ago, I had pneumonia, and I went into the Cedars-Sinai Hospital. And I'm in bed about the third or fourth day, quiet, nobody there. And who do you think, in a vision, arrived at the foot of my bed in the hospital? My mother, my father, my two sisters, and my brother. And they all looked youngish, without the stress and strain of having lived through the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And they said, come on, Billy, it's peaceful. Come on. I never experienced anything like that.
So they were right there at the foot of your bed.
How about that?
Oh, man. Well, that gives you hope. That gives me hope. I just
can't join them unless nature takes me. You know, with all of the intellectual nonsense that I talk, I can't just commit suicide. I really don't want to. I would like to get rid of this damn itch, though.
Yeah, I understand that. It sounds like a problem. I don't, you know, Bill, though, when you get to be 96, as you will be in May, a short time here, wouldn't
yeah,
you,
May 18th.
And in good health, don't you want to make it to a nice round number like 100? Wouldn't you like to say, I live to be 100?
Okay, so now you're fading. You know, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Scott, because every time you say something, it makes me think of something else. Here's what I told my wife recently. If I live to be 100, just before I become 100, I'm going to call the union and the Oscar, the people who make the Oscars, and say, I want to make a talk to the to your audience when I'm 100 years old at the time they give the Oscars. But with one provision, that behind me on the screen, there's got to be an in memoriam that they show every year who lived and died that year. And then while I say, actors, I used to be an actor, and boom, I drop dead, and they roll my credits. I Bill Macy used to be an actor, and he's dead now, right there on the floor.
Well, there you go. It's a fitting end for an actor.
That would be a marvelous way to go.
You know, Bill, what I was just thinking about, I was just thinking that what a lot of older actors do, what I have noticed, when they're not getting parts in movies or television, is they start to tour the country in shows. Like Ed Asner right now has a one-person show. He's 88, I believe. And he
I couldn't do that.
You wouldn't want to do that.
No, I couldn't do it. It would be too wearing, too difficult, too tiring.
That is, it does take a toll, doesn't it?
Pardon me?
It does take a toll going from town to town like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to stay in one place?
Well, I live here. We bought the house in 76, and it's in a nice secluded street in Beverly Hills, or adjacent to Beverly Hills, and it's just my wife and myself, Samantha and myself, and it's pleasant and peaceful.
Well, that's good. It's a great thing. You know, Bill, I don't think I've ever asked you this. 10 years from now, when you finally do leave us at 106, what if you had to put anything in a time capsule that they would that they would open 100 years from now, one piece of your work, what would you put in there?
Wow, how am I? Wow, well, give me a hint at what are the other people do? I don't know what to say.
Is there something that you are most proud of? Is there a movie that you like to see that you were in that you just never get tired of?
Well, you know, in The Jerk, I always said, damn these glasses, but that's just a one-liner, you know.
Yeah, you had some good episodes of Maude.
Yeah.
There were some good ones there.
I did have an authentic breakdown there when I smacked her across the face when I was playing an alcoholic in a two-parter of Maude. But I don't think I even would have the thoughts that you just brought up about to be remembered. I don't know. It's just like I know that each day I behave normally and then abnormally. I have a mix. Like, for instance, I can walk up to a stranger just on impulse and tell him a joke.
That's good.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think that's good.
Because it's like, why do I even tell joke? Because I want to make people happy. So if they just get a laugh for that brief moment, I think that's a lot. That means a lot to me personally.
It, you know, Bill, I was just looking over your acting credits here. You did a Perry Mason movie.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I forgot all of those things.
Now,
I know I've done a lot of work since I started working. I started working with Wilder and Zero Mostel and the producers in 1966. I had that one line in The Jury. we find the defendant incredibly guilty. Oh, listen to this. You have to have your listeners listen to an hour podcast that I did with Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Godfrey.
He invited me to do a podcast with him. He's celebrating his 200th podcast at the end of this month, and he's going to have me come back in May, just the same way I talk with him, the same way I'm talking with you. But because Gilbert was a little, I don't want to say profane or raunchy, but he was hugely funny with off-color material when he was a young comic. And so it gave me sort of permission to be a little naughty when I was on his show. And if you listen to his show, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast with Bill Macy, you'll have an hour of entertainment.
Oh, just throw that in the Google, Gilbert Gottfried and Bill Macy, and you will find it. I just did that. That's good. Bill, what comedians make you laugh? Who do you like?
You just made me laugh. You're funny yourself. Well, Gilbert is delicious. He really is.
Do you like any of the late night shows? Do you stay up and watch any of those?
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Hello? You can't speak now. I'm on the radio. You see that? You hear that?
I heard that. See, that's real.
That somebody said, can I speak to Mr. Garber?
Garber.
As soon as they say that, that means they don't know who the hell I am. Because I'm listed as William Macy Garber, and they want to sell me products.
That wasn't your agent, was it, Bill?
No.
They know who you are.
They're calling again.
Oh, my.
Let's
go ahead. Take care of it.
Can't even open the phone, huh? Hello? Hello? What? See, they said they kept on talking while I said what? You know why? It's a recording.
Yeah, because they for people who don't know at home who are listening right now, your real name is not Bill Macy.
That's right. It's William Macy Garber, and on the podcast, I even explained how I changed my name to Macy. Because there was already a William Garber, and then the real William Macy came out from where he was living and working in Chicago, came to California, and I said to the union, I already have William Macy. And so he put an H in. He's William H. Macy, and I'm Bill Macy.
Now, Bill, but you were born Wolf Martin Garber.
Well, you know, the story on that is, I don't know if your listeners will appreciate it, but I was born in Revere, Massachusetts, which is 10 miles outside of Boston, and my father had a tailor shop in Lynn, 10 miles away from Revere. And so my older brother was born, my sister was born there, and then eventually we moved into Brooklyn. But what happened is my mother wanted to call me Wolf because it was like somebody in the family had died and they'd like to carry the name along. The lady next door, an American, in America longer than my parents, they said, you can't call an American baby Wolf. Call him Billy. Oh, and that's how I got my name.
Nice American name, Billy. You know, I was just
Billy
looking...
Billy William, you know, stuff
yeah,
like that.
I like it. Well, I was just looking you up here, Bill, on Wikipedia. See, and maybe this is the problem, because on your Wikipedia page, because we're all internet now, it says years active 1948 to 2010. But see, you're still active.
What does it say? What happened between 48 and 2010? What happened?
It says Bill Macy, occupation actor. And then it says years active, 1948 to 2010.
That's not accurate because I was working up until the last thing I did was Holiday. I think when was that done? Holiday. Do you have a
Holiday? Let me
say when I did Holiday.
Holiday was 2006.
They're right.
Well, but you're still active, though. That should be just like a dash and nothing. Because if somebody called you, you would take the job.
Well, of course. Let's do the taxi thing in Marion.
Well, you just have to fly out here. We'll make it happen. We're going to do that. We're going to arrange this, Bill.
I'm listening.
Do you like travel? Do you like to fly?
No.
Well, then we got trouble. We got trouble right off the bat. You could take one flight, couldn't you?
Well, if we've got Sirius, maybe.
Yeah, we would do something because you're entertaining. We could have fun. There's a casino close to here. We'd have fun. We would have a good... But no, this taxi idea is the way to go because, see, I think that things that happen outside of Hollywood and New York are what people want to watch now. They want to know what's going on in that Midwest area, the hinterlands.
Well, I'm just listening. What can I say?
Yeah, we're going to work this out. We'll get this worked out. We'll have a lot of fun. And at this particular juncture, what are you going to do today, Bill? What's the rest of the day look like?
Well, I'm going to talk to the plumber. He's arrived just recently. And we have a washer to be done in the kitchen. And it keeps dripping. And then we have a backup in both bathrooms because the roots get into the pipes, the water back up. And then we wanted to get a shower head that was alkaline because somebody told my wife that they're better than the acid shower heads, meaning that the water is acid-like and they have certain shower heads that turn it into alkaline. Maybe that will alleviate the itch that I have. And you know, in answering that question, while I'm answering, talking to you, my brain is also saying, for crying out loud, Bill, do you think the audience wants to hear what you just said? What's your opinion about that?
Yeah, I think people like to know what's going on because I think that people in general think that people who have different professions than them lead extremely different lives. But you lead the average, normal 96-year-old's life.
That's exactly right.
And that's important. Now, Bill, we didn't get to visit very long today because of the phone issue, but maybe we can get you back on next week. Would that be possible?
Anytime you talk to me, I'll talk to you.
Okay, Bill, you have a good day. We'll see, and we're going to check back on the itch next week and the taxi driver. We're going to get these things. This is like a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Bill, thank you so much.
And thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The legendary Bill Macy, and that's all today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It's some other one sometime while I was still there. It didn't work.
Madge Cooper.